A fast-growing hotel brand called Avid will make its California debut in Woodland. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
What's an Avid hotel like?
Well, this is a mid-range hotel brand from Intercontinental Hotels Group, which owns brands including Kimpton, Holiday Inn, and Crowne Plaza. The first Avid hotel opened in August 2018, and nearly 200 U.S. franchise agreements for the brand have been signed. Avid hotels have slightly smaller rooms and generally don't include amenities such as pools or conference rooms. These hotels are designed for people who don't need a lot of amenities and just need a place to stay when they're passing through the area.
And where exactly in Woodland is this place going to be?
Well, Golden State Properties is building the four-story, 79-room hotel at 1200 Churchill Downs Avenue. Representatives say the site has easy access to Interstate 5 and Sacramento International Airport. The company plans to start construction in the first quarter of 2020.
There's quite a few other hotel projects in the works throughout the Sacramento region. Why are developers into these hotel projects?
Well, occupancy rates for Sacramento hotels remain high, and room prices and revenue per room continue to increase year over year. That's according to data from commercial real estate brokerage CBRE. And throughout the state, hotels are posting record profits and revenue, making them an attractive investment for developers.
Another story this week about the El Dorado Hills Town Center looks like it could be expanding to the west. This is according to a proposal presented to El Dorado County supervisors this week. The town center is usually associated with restaurants and retail, but this idea is a little different, right?
That's right. Oakmont Senior Living is proposing a variety of development uses on about 47 acres northwest of where Latrobe Road meets White Rock Road. This is still in the early stages, and a formal application hasn't been filed. But most of the proposal centers on age-restricted rental housing for seniors.
Well, yeah, what about senior housing? I mean, we've talked about all sorts of housing projects throughout the Sacramento area, but when it comes to housing for older people, is there like a void in El Dorado Hills?
Well, representatives from Oakmont Senior Living think that's the case. They say that active seniors in El Dorado County have few options if they want to relocate. Currently, according to Oakmont, those seniors can either rent an apartment with limited amenities or buy a home in a gated community. The senior apartments in this possible project would include a variety of amenities, such as wellness counseling, a lecture hall, and walking paths through community gardens. There would even be shuttle service to take residents to the developed El Dorado Hills Town Center.
So would this project only have apartments for seniors?
No, and that's definitely something worth noting. 10 acres of the possible El Dorado Hills project would consist of a hotel and conference center, plus a commercial development with businesses including medical offices, a hair salon, restaurant, and gas station. The hotel and conference center doesn't appear to have an affiliated brand at this point.
Do we know when construction could begin?
Not yet. The presentation to El Dorado County supervisors this week was in anticipation of a formal application. That application is necessary to allow for a mix of uses on the land, which is now zoned solely for commercial development. The formal application is expected to come in the future.
In retail news, a new tenant could be joining Midtown Sacramento's Ice Blocks. That's the project at 16th and R Streets. It looks like a popular jewelry designer is eyeing a location there.
Yeah, we're talking about an international jewelry company called Kendra Scott, which already sells its products in some Sacramento area locations, including Button Up Boutique and Ice Blocks. But this would be the jewelry company's first standalone store in the Sacramento area. Right now, its closest sites are in Walnut Creek and San Jose. Ice Blocks representatives haven't confirmed the possible addition, but a spokeswoman for the jewelry company told me the possible new store could open in March.
What sets this company apart? I mean, there's a lot of challenges right now surrounding brick and mortar retail. I mean, how are they going to be different?
Yeah, Kendra Scott is based in Austin, Texas, and sells products online, but is also known largely for its in-store events. The company hosts in-store shopping events that benefit community organizations and donates 20% of those events' proceeds to the benefiting causes. Kendra Scott stores also have a color bar where shoppers customize their jewelry. That's part of those in-store experiences we talk about so often.
Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.